Welcome to episode 2 of Earth to Protect on LMFM. This week we'll be checking in with the Environmental Protection Agency to see what the water quality of the country's rivers and lakes are like. But first, did you ever think you might have green fingers but never put them to the test? Well, now's your chance. The social enterprise GIY, Grow It Yourself, is holding its Get Ireland Growing Day tomorrow to coincide with the summer solstice. Director of Development at GIY, Nell Ward, has some more information about the initiative.
We can all grow, you know, it doesn't need to be huge amounts, but, you know, even by the simple act of just growing one little thing, and that might be a head of lettuce or it might be, you know, some peas, that, you know, that starts that kind of transformational journey in us all from a food empathy perspective. So what we are launching on the summer solstice, as you said, is our Get Ireland Growing. And we want to have 100,000 people at least right across Ireland taking part in literally sowing a seed.
But what are the environmental benefits of growing your own food?
People are more likely to understand seasonality and understand that, you know, things should be in shops at certain times a year and maybe they shouldn't be at other times a year. You're more likely to appreciate local food supply and suppliers and farmers. And then there's things like sort of reduced pollution. So obviously, you know, there's less packaging because, you know, maybe you're not buying your lettuce in the shop that's wrapped in plastic, but you're growing it in your back garden, and also less chemical fertilizers. So, you know, there's lots of benefits in terms of actually just the behaviors that we take on when we start growing our own food.
So what do we need to get involved?
You can grow anywhere, and, you know, there is that sort of, as I say, you don't need a lot of space. Obviously, you can grow more and more space, but what we're encouraging people to do is they grow whatever you like. And as a general rule of thumb, I suppose we would say grow what you like to eat, because an obvious connection. But what we're encouraging people to do as part of this is to grow salads and greens, because number one, they grow really well over the summer months. And then secondly, you know, they're relatively easy to grow and they grow quite abundantly. You know, you can get your seeds, any like shops will have them, garden centres, as I say, and we do have them available, obviously, on GIY. We have a salad grow box.
And Nell says there's also a special opportunity for those in County Meath who want to take part.
We have a lovely opportunity for community groups right across Meath to sign up. There'll be 50 lucky community groups, and, you know, they might be housing estates or residence associations or men's sheds or community gardens or your sports club, whoever wants to take part. There'll be a lovely opportunity for 50 groups to win one of the GIY salad grow boxes. So we will send out the grow boxes to 50 communities, but anyone can take part. And then at the end of the 12 weeks in September, we'll have an opportunity to celebrate. 5 of those community groups will get the overall award, where they get a prize to the value of about $8,000. And that'll be, you know, to support to bring their community growing space to the next level, like vouchers for gardening materials and support from GIY in growing in garden plans and things like that.
And indeed, people from County Louth are also invited to get involved. More information is available at giy.ie. Now, as previously mentioned, the Environmental Protection Agency this week released its report on water quality for 2022. The report provides an update on the water quality of Ireland's rivers, lakes, estuaries, coastal and groundwaters for the past year. Overall, there was no significant improvement in the biological quality of our rivers or lakes last year. Improvements are happening in some areas, but these are being offset by declines elsewhere. The EPA scientific officer is Wayne Trodd.
It's an indicator report, so what we look at is we look at the indicators of water quality just to give us a signal as to where we're going in terms of our targets. And what we have found in our studies is that there's no significant improvement in the biological quality of our rivers or our lakes in 2022 nationally. What we are seeing is, you know, there are obviously improvements happening in some areas, but there's the same amount of declines are happening elsewhere, and they're starting to cancel each other out. So that's a worrying development, really, because we would really need to see things starting to turn around at this stage.
The report also finds nitrogen levels increased in rivers and groundwater last year, while phosphorus levels are generally stable, but are still too high in many rivers and lakes.
That's correct, yeah. So the biggest stressors really on our water quality in the country are these nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus. Now, people hear about nutrients and they think they're a good thing. And I suppose they are in your garden, perhaps for your garden plants or on the farm. But what happens is when these excess nutrients, as you mentioned, nitrogen and phosphorus, when they get into our water courses, they cause problems. So they cause an overgrowth of plants and algae. And then this in turn clogs up the water courses. And as those algae and plants kind of die back, the bacteria start to break them down and they start to use up the oxygen that's in the water. And then you get this combined effect of clogged up waterways that suddenly have no oxygen. And that starts to harm the aquatic life in the rivers and lakes. So we're talking about the insects and the fish. And if it gets severe, you can get fish kills, and rivers start to decline, and it's very hard to get them back once this starts to happen.
Meanwhile, Wayne also says climate change is starting to have an impact on Ireland's rivers and lakes.
I mean, in terms of climate change, what we're seeing is climate change now is going to start to exacerbate any of the existing problems that we have. So we're talking now about, you know, we've increased nutrients coming into our waters. If we have climate change, when we get these droughts, for instance, that can exacerbate the problem. There's less flow to dilute the pollutants coming in. The organisms in the rivers and lakes and the estuaries are already under heat pressure. They don't have enough water in the environment. And alternatively, same with floods. If you get a lot of flooding in extreme events, that can very often wash a lot of the nutrients into the rivers and lakes as well. So it is going to exacerbate the problems that we already have. I suppose, on the other hand, if we do start trying to adapt to climate change, the good news is that any measures that we do bring in will have positive benefits and co-benefits for water quality as well.
And that's it for this week. A reminder that everything you heard about today can be found on the LMFM website, and the next episode of Ours to Protect will air next Tuesday.